Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question coming from an international runner, and so we're getting more and more of these. Obviously, the Comrades field is growing as far as international runners is concerned, and it's quite an interesting question. I think it's from Tom. And Tom says he's coming to South Africa, or he's coming to Botswana, actually, for a bit of a holiday at the end of May 2015. And he wants to sort of include Comrades in that. And I think a lot of international runners sitting with this issue where it's a long way to come, so they want to turn the trip into a bit of a holiday. What is best from an international runner's perspective, to do the holiday before Comrades or to do it after? Would it be more beneficial to spend a bit of time here to acclimatize, or what's the best sort of way to do that?
Look, I think a lot of that depends on how much the race is a part of the holiday or a holiday is a part of the race. I think if you're coming here to do to give Comrades a serious go, you don't really want to be spending a lot of time on your feet in the lead up to the race. So if you come in early, that sort of cuts out doing touristy things. But obviously, if you're traveling across time zones, the longer you come before the race, the better. So, you know, if you want to combine a holiday and a race and you're not a really, really serious runner, then what I would propose people do is that they arrive less than 4 days to the race. Typically, 4 days is about the worst time of your adaptation or acclimatization, whatever you want to call it. So I would come in then as late as possible, maybe 48 to 72 hours before, do the race, and then afterwards, look, you are going to be a bit sore. There's no question about it, and that is going to be a little bit restrictive on the amount of walking and things that you can do, but there's loads of things in South Africa that you can do for the first 3 days and see some beautiful places doing a lot of driving rather than a lot of walking, and then after that, enjoy a holiday. The other side of it, of course, is it's very difficult to enjoy a holiday when you know you've got a 90-kilometer foot race just around the corner. So just from pure enjoyment, I would rather do the race and then have the holiday as almost a reward for the hard work that you've done. And anything that you do from then on, there's no guilt or stress or worry about, you know, should I be eating this or drinking this or standing here or walking there. But yeah, it does also depend a little bit on how serious an athlete you are.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that answer. Don't forget, if you want to get your question in, the website to get to is askcoachperry.com. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.